This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Retire debt-free and wealthy. How's that for a mantra? Well, it is also the title of a book by finance coach and author Christine Ibbotson. She is here to tell us more about the book and what we can learn from it. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
You have steps. I love steps. I put steps in both of my books. The sort of phrase that your steps wrap around is the core plan, and there are five steps in that plan, beginning with debt elimination. Now, I don't think you get a lot of people disagreeing that it's important. What do you think is the most important thing that people should know or work on when it comes to debt elimination?
Well, they should be looking at controlling how much they're spending.
Yeah.
And also trying to eliminate their debt, because eventually you do want to get debt-free and wealthy. And most of the time we accumulate debt in credit cards, on our line of credit. You know, most people are going paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes they're slipping into credit to supplement their lifestyle. So we want to kind of get a handle on that debt piece.
Yeah. Number two, mortgage amortization should match the years left to your retirement. And I think this is a really important step because in today's day and age, people have enormous mortgages, and the amortization of that mortgage could be well beyond when they, in their fantasy life, believe they will stop working, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly. And when you go into your bank, the automatic thing that they do is they put it at a 25-year amortization,
right,
or they'll try and even put it at a 30-year amortization. And really what you should be doing is you should actually be looking at how long do you have until you anticipate your hard stop. So hard stop meaning when you're going to retire. So if you're 45 and you say, okay, I'm going to retire when I'm 60, that's 15 years. So I know it might be uncomfortable, but we need to actually set that amortization to 15 years.
And it becomes a very simple mathematical equation that pops out a monthly number for your mortgage payment.
Correct. And then you fit it into your lifestyle. It becomes a payment that you can get used to. And then you have the comfort of knowing that when you do finally retire, your mortgage, your debt is paid.
Yeah. And right? Why do you think, I mean, I think I know why that's important. Why do you think that's so important for retirees?
Because when you get to retirement, initially when you retire, you're healthy. I mean, you are healthy. You're excited. There's a lot of pent-up demand. And you really want to enjoy your retirement, right? And what we call the initial stage when you retire is called kind of like a honeymoon stage,
right?
Where there's a high burn. So you're spending...
I slept in till 8 o'clock. I went to a movie on a weekday.
And you're spending more than you thought you would. You kind of always estimate that you're going to spend less, but you do spend more.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful, and you got to have your debt paid for.
Now, step three is use a daily cash journal and finance tracker. I am deeply ambivalent about tracking expenses. I have very strong feelings on both sides of this equation, but tell me why you would advocate for a daily cash journal.
This is going back to, it's a very basic, easy way to monitor your cash. So unfortunately, nowadays, I mean, there's a lot of really nice stuff to buy out there, right?
Yes,
there's
it's
a
true.
Lot. And we all seem to have a little bit of a tip-tap problem, right? We go from one store to another, and it's easy to just tap our way through, right?
Yeah.
We don't even know how much is coming out of our account. So this cash journal is very basic, but what you do is you start with your money going in, and you document everything. So you're kind of now thinking like a banker, right? Mm. You're going to watch all of your money going in and out, and you're not going to go from one store to another and not know what's in your bank account.
For how long do you think people need to keep that cash journal?
I would think that, you know, when I advise clients and they are looking at adjusting their spending habits, I would advise them to do it for 4-5 months, mm-hmm. and then you kind of build a habit towards it. You're more careful.
Yep, and aware.
You are
aware. But you are not recommending that people maintain that cash journal for the rest of their life.
I don't think that's...
not sustainable.
No.
It's like I'm not measuring my food every single day for the rest of my life. Thank you. Step four, determine your TDS ratio, total debt service.
Correct.
Okay, so give us a little math lesson here. A little bit of math.
Okay, so when you're doing your TDS, the reason why I want you to consider doing that is because it allows you to monitor, your payments, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to say your monthly mortgage payment or your rent, right? Then your monthly expenses. So this would be your credit cards. And then the taxes that you're paying on your... So typically, if you're renting, you're not going to have property taxes.
Right.
And then, of course, we're going to take your income. So what we do is we say, okay, what is your rent or your mortgages or your... the amount you spend on your mortgage payment per month, plus the credit card debt that you have, plus the tax piece, the monthly payment for your property tax, all divided by your gross income, right?
Right.
So that'll come up with your TDS.
Your final step, step five, explore ways to increase your wealth. And when you use this phrase, is it wealth like investment returns, or is it wealth like income, or is it both?
So once you've established your core and you've got everything set up properly, then I want you to start exploring other ways to make money.
What are some examples of that?
So you could be investing. You could be buying rental properties. You could be leverage lending. You could be upsizing your house. These are all different ways that you're going to increase your bottom line, increase your overall net worth.
This is a question that I ask guests a lot, and I think it's a very clarifying and focused question, and it is this. If you could snap your fingers and change one behavior in society at large as it relates to personal finance, what would it be? What is the number one thing? What, in your view, does all this boil down to?
Financial literacy.
So knowledge, having more knowledge.
Yeah. I see more and more people who go into their bank. They just believe that they're just there for mortgages, lines of credit, GICs, and mutual funds. And there's so much more out there. And people are complacent. Mm. They believe that that's all they have.
Right.
Right. And there's so much more to choose from.
They should clearly read your book and listen to my show all the time. Christine,
thanks,
thank you very much.
All right.
Christine Ibbotson is the author of Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy.